It was a village inside Arlington National Cemetery, a place where people found refuge during the Civil War. The story of the unique city and the history behind those buried in this section of the grounds is this edition of The American Countryside. At the southern edge of what is today Arlington National Cemetery was a place where former slaves found refuge.
Starting in 1862, a freedmen's village was established here for, we would call them refugees today, they were called contrabands during the Civil War. And these were slaves that as the Union Army went farther south, they would free them when their army was there. And many of them realized as soon as the Union Army left, they'd just be captured up in slavery again. So they came to Washington with the hopes of finding a better life.
Tom Sherlock is the historian at the cemetery. The place where those former slaves settled was called Freedman's Village.
Almost 4,000 of them died while living here. And it's very interesting on their graves. Of course, it has a name if it's known. And then it has the designation of either civilian or citizen. And these are all former slaves.
During the Civil War, some former slaves were allowed to join the U.S. Army, such as the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, depicted in the movie Glory.
These soldiers were fighting for freedom more than any American soldier before or since. Can you imagine literally fighting for your freedom from slavery? And what a soldier that would be. I can't imagine what it must have been like to have had your legs shackled and then on those same feet put on boots and carry a rifle and fight so that'll never happen again. There are a few thousand of them buried over in Section 27 as well.
So in what is known as Section 27 of this cemetery is the first burial, graves of those from Freedman's Village, and the burial spot of African-American troops from the Civil War. It's a piece of history that few know. A piece of history from America's most famous cemetery. Traveling the countryside at Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCrae.